gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome.
We would be so awesome.
We would really rule. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks. We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks." We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants, too. Much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. In all the competing schools, all the competing schools, all the competing schools. I can't wait to cart this off.
Hello, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is now 9.04 p.m., which means you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, hosted by me, Mellow Max, tonight. And I'll be playing all local music until midnight, and we're going to have our musical guest, Preyhound, playing in a little bit. And if you're tuning in, you haven't heard the bad news. The Croaks will not be playing tonight, but we will be rescheduling, and I'm going to try and make sure that that happens as soon as possible. And starting us off tonight is going to be a song by Anna Girl.
Thank you.
All right. And that was just... Did I grab the wrong headphones? What's happening? Oh, there we are. There we go. All right. That was just... that last song was Ohm Foam with Pressure Less. And before that, Jack O'Lantern with... that last song was Little Miss Echo with My Adam Selling. Before that was Ohm Foam. Before that was Jack O'Lantern with Cola! Exclamation point. And before that was Super Pink with Irresponsible. And we started things off with Anna Girl's Caravan. And coming up next, I'm here with Preyhound, who cannot hear me, but now you can. And now we can hear you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, we've done it. And before you start playing, I'm going to turn off that noisy AC unit. And everything's going to sound nice and quiet in here. And it just shut itself off a little bit. It's very deceiving. But anyway, I'm going to stand up. How's your day going? How are you doing? Who are you? What do you do? What's your origin story?
My life story. Okay, well, I'm Sam Anderson. And I go by Preyhound with my music. And my day was great. I went to school as one does. And I came home from school, got on the train. I took the best nap on the B-line. I went from Harvard to Gov Center, and then from Gov Center to Medford Tufts, and I napped for about half of it. It was awesome.
Love a good nap. I felt like I needed a nap today.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. And now I have got another 3 hours of radio to keep me up. And then I get blissful, blissful sleep.
Indeed.
Yes. Well, would you like to start us off with a song?
Absolutely. I'm going to be playing some off my album, Sand Dollars in a Silver Pail, that just came out on October 21st, I think. Yes. And then I'll just play a few that aren't off the record, just for funsies, you know. And so this first one is called Hound, and it's the first track off the album, and it's about how people change over time. My father taught me how to play. Now his guitar just takes up space. My mother taught me how to sew. Now she throws away jeans when they rip holes. My brother taught me how to sing. I haven't heard his voice in weeks. My grandma taught me how to bake. Now there's seldom cake for her to decorate. My dad's dad didn't teach me a bit, save for knowing when to quit. My aunt, she taught me how to laugh, to sip her wine when dad turned his back. I taught myself hunger like a hound. I look ahead and never around. I taught myself to kick up dirt, to run for the hills, to let them all get hurt. I wasn't ready yet, I wasn't ready yet, I wasn't ready yet, I wasn't ready to be a kid. I spent it all trying to grow up quick. I'll give my folks a call today. Who knows how long they have anyway?
lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And so this album that just came out, Sand Dollars in a Silver Pail. First, let's start with that. You also have a song with that name. Where did that name come from?
Sand Dollars in a Silver Pail actually comes from my grandma Gail and my grandpa Ron's house that I went to all the time when I was a kid in the Bay Area in California. And in their backyard, they had this silver pail, and it was full to the brim with sand dollars. And I remember, it's just one of those things that you just remember for no reason as a kid. And because it must have taken a long time to gather all of those sand dollars. Maybe they found them on the beach over years and years and years and collected them. And I don't know, that just stuck with me. It takes a long time to do something like that.
And it sounds like it took a fairly long time for you to make this album, too.
Oh my gosh, I restarted this album must have been 3 times. I scrapped it. It just kept restarting until it felt right. And one of the main people that really helped bring this thing to life was my friend and the mixing, mastering, and producer of it all. And her name's Cameron Woody, and she is the best. Cameron, I love her so much. We've been friends ever since I came to Boston 3 years ago, and she brought this entire project to life. Because I came to her with all these songs. I was like, Cam, I have them all recorded. I did them all in my bedroom. What can we do with them? And she's like, I got it. And she got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So all of these are just bedroom recordings that were then...
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was going to say, too, because the mixing and mastering on it sounds really, really, really good.
Thanks, Cam.
So, yeah. Cam worked some magic. That is for sure. I've heard some really good albums that were recorded in bedrooms in Boston.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's good. It's great.
It is great.
You know? And one of the songs is called Song We Wrote When We Were 11. Is that true?
It is true.
I love that. Who'd you write it with?
I wrote it with my friend Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
We were, seriously, I was 11, and I think she must have been 12. And she was writing poems a lot at the time. And I remember she brought this poem to me, and I just was like, what if it rhymed? And then I added some lines to make it like song instead of poem. And then I had a ukulele at the time, so I put it on my ukulele, and then after a while it transitioned into being on my guitar, and then it transitioned into being on the album.
Lovely. And now it's on streaming platforms everywhere.
It's true.
And isn't that, I don't know if I would call that beautiful, but
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any creative outlets outside of music?
I love, recently, oh my gosh, I got a sewing machine.
Ooh.
Oh, it was like, it's this Singer sewing machine from the 90s, and the instruction booklet is 70 pages long. My friend Chase, actually, they also just got a sewing machine, but it's a more like modern Singer, and the instruction booklet is just a page front and back with pictures. There's no words on it. It's so hard to know what to do when something breaks. That's why I love mine, because I can flip through and I can do all my stuff. I can make little stuffed animals. I love to sew. I love to paint. I love to draw. And I like to dance, even though I'm not good at it.
Who says that you have to be good at things to do it?
Exactly.
You know?
I'm not very good at sewing either, but I still love to do it.
Gotta start somewhere. What's your favorite thing that you've sewn so far?
I sewed a backpack, actually.
Ooh. Like a repair, or like you made a backpack?
I made a backpack.
Ooh.
It was a bunch of old pairs of jeans and shirts and stuff that I didn't like anymore. I cut them all up, and it's just all these squares sewn together into this, it's admittedly too big, way too big, this massive backpack. It's all lumpy and frumpy, but I love it so much. It's fun.
It sounds like you just need bigger things to put in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, you want to hit us with another song?
Absolutely. This one, I think that so many people, especially in this scene, love alternate tunings.
I have noticed that.
Yeah, and I think that is the best thing to ever happen, because alternate tunings are so much fun. Seriously, so I'm doing this because I'm tuning to another tune. I think before coming here, I only wrote in standard. And then I met all these really awesome, cool people who are so just creative and fantastic. And I was like, wait, there's so much more to the guitar. And so that caused me to discover the beauty that is F-A-C-G-C-E.
Oh, yeah. Love that one.
Love that one.
Do you have a least favorite tuning?
Standard. And that's, I don't know what else to say. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this song is called Perfect Friend, and I think it's the fifth track off the record, and it's about one-sided friendship. I think everybody's had one of those before. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I still haven't figured out what to do after I have a guest play a beautiful song. I don't know. Do I clap? Do I just like, yeah, wow? but I don't know. It's all true. I really enjoyed listening to this album.
Thank you.
And so for anyone who's joined since we started, I'm here with Preyhound. Preyhound, also known as Sam. Sam just released an album October 21st. Their debut album called Sand Dollars in a Silver Pail. You're hearing a couple of songs off of it now. And I do want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
It is a stylistic choice, and a lot of people do it, and I like it. But why did you choose all lowercase?
Oh, I like the symmetry.
Nice.
I like the way it looks when it's all just kind of the same size.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. Yeah, that's literally it.
It's got good rhythm,
mm-hmm.
continuity.
Yes. I'm uploading my lyrics right now, and all the lyrics are also in the lowercase.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Why not? Yeah. When you're doing your songwriting process, are you often start with the lyrics or start with the music, kind of?
It's hard to say. I think it varies song to song. Oftentimes, it's a situation where I'm doing something totally random, and then I get hit. I'm like, why do I feel so contained right now? Oh my God, I need to go write a song. And then I have to race to pick up my guitar before it leaves me,
mm-hmm.
you know? And usually it all just comes all at once. Because I think, and I talk to my friends who also write songs, and it seems as if when the song is ready to come out, it does, and there's nothing you can do to stop it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's ready to
yeah.
meet the world.
I'm very much a lyric person, though.
Okay.
It's all about the lyrics. Even if the music and lyrics come at the same time when I'm writing, it's about the lyrics in the end.
I wish I had a better ear for lyrics. They just don't stick on me. I'm all about the music. And then every once in a while I hear a lyric and I'll be like, whoa.
Dude, whoa.
That's crazy. But most of the time, like, you can ask me about my favorite song. I have no clue what they're singing about.
That's like my friend Calico.
Yeah.
They always talk about how they'll listen to a song. They're like, oh, I love it. No idea what the lyrics were, though.
Yeah. Sometimes I worry. I'm like, you know, what if they're singing about, like, some questionable thing? You know? It happens. There's a song that's like, oh, is that what that's about? Like, oh yikes.
Shoot.
Yeah. I liked that song. I guess I still, Anyway, are there any musicians or songs that people who know you, people who know your music, might be surprised to hear you listening to?
Oh, surprise. Oh, wow, that's a good question. I don't know. I think anything I were to say, any song I say, the people who know me will go like, oh, that's not a surprise. Like, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Sketches of Brunswick East, that album.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Anyone who's listening right now who knows me is probably going like, ugh, we know. We know.
Have you heard their new song?
I haven't.
Ooh. It's really cool. They're playing it with an orchestra.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Wow. So it has, like, parts of it reminded me of, like, Chicago. And other parts were like Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Nice.
And it was like very classic rock, but also like some more orchestral sounds that we haven't gotten since Sketches of Brunswick East.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I will be checking it out.
But yeah, I always like asking that question. And it's usually pop bands, so I'm glad you said King Gizzard. That's a nice, yeah. I mean, and you know, and I don't hear it in your music.
Oh.
So do you hear it in your music?
Probably just in the way I play the flute.
Oh,
yeah,
cool. I love the flute.
I was really going down a path of like classical flute when I was in high school, like preparing to go to college. And then I did a whole 180 at the very last minute. But I still love that I have that flute root inside.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just such a great instrument. It's whatever I can't say with my voice, I'm able to say with the flute, so it kind of supplements the not being able to, like, communicate, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Also, that did remind me, the Croaks, who were supposed to play later, posted, like, 3 months ago saying that they were looking for a flute player.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know. I don't know if they ever found one. I haven't seen them playing with a flute player, so.
Well, if they need one.
Yeah.
I love to play the flute.
They do have a song that has a flute solo, and it hits different with the flute solo in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Good connection to make. If you could pick up a random instrument and be a master at it tomorrow, what instrument would you want it to be?
Oh my God, French horn.
Oh, why?
Oh my God, it's beautiful. Like, so every time I listen to the Jurassic Park soundtrack, like the very beginning where the horn just goes like, I get like goosebumps. I love the French horn. Anyone that can play it well, I am so just in awe of you and I envy you. It's the best instrument.
Not even like the flugelhorn?
Oh yeah, flugelhorn's yeah. Okay.
What's his name? It was the God, it'll come to me. Great flugelhorn player, jazz. It's got the red jacket. I don't know. I'll look it up when you're playing your next song. Yeah, flugelhorn, French horn. It is a good instrument. And then if you know one brass instrument, you can pretty much play the other ones with valves.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not sure. I am no brass player. I've tried. My friends that play brass are like, "Hey, you wanna play my instrument?" I'm like, "Sure," and I can play a scale. I cannot play a scale on the trumpet. I can play a scale or an attempt at a scale on the trombone. It's, yeah, because they're similar, but it's like a different beast.
When I played the trombone, it was a lot more intuitive than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just like as far as like slide positions, it's like, oh, this feels like it makes more sense than I thought it would. But yeah, I still can't play that instrument very well. But you can play guitar really well. And would you like to do that again for us?
Oh, shucks. Of course.
Excellent.
I'm going to retune to make sure I'm all good. And then I think I'm going to play the title track, Sand Dollars in a Silver Pail.
Excellent.
Yay, okay. Yeah, this is Sand Dollars in a Silver Pail. And in the recorded version, I got all of my friends together to record a poem I wrote. It's spoken word at the beginning, but unfortunately I don't have all of my lovely, most amazing friends in here with me. So if you want to hear that poem, then you can listen to it recorded. But this is the portion that is song.
Yes.
Sand Dollars in a Silver Pail. Here we go. Thank you.
squeaky chair.
No, that's okay.
I really got into the lyrics on that one.
Yay! Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. I think that nostalgia is such a strong emotion in songs.
Yeah.
And in life. It's just a strong emotion.
Yeah, dude. I think that's why I write every song almost about time. Because I just... I feel like I am always longing for a before, like a time that has already happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, it keeps marching on, as They Might Be Giants once said.
Oh, yeah.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older.
Yeah.
And now you're even older. And
that's,
yeah.
That's kind of beautiful, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a bad thing.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. The passage of time is exactly that. A passage.
Yeah. Wow, you're so right. Wiser words have never been spoken. Mm,
thank you. Thank you. if you could name a street, what would you name it?
Wow. Bodie Street.
Bodie Street. Who's Bodie?
Bodie's my dog.
Oh, what kind of dog?
He was a rat terrier mixed with a chihuahua mixed with a thingy, you know, like we did. He was one of those dogs where you couldn't really tell, but he, you know, I think those types of dogs always end up being the sweetest, most amazing, most loyal, most just awesome little dogs.
Yeah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And a good dog.
Yeah, he was a rescue. Yeah. Sweetest little guy. So I would name a street Bodie Street.
It's a good street name.
Yeah.
What's the ideal listening, or what's the ideal setting for the optimal listening experience for your new album, Sand Dollars in a Silver Pail?
In a tree.
Ooh.
Yes.
Nice.
So imagine you're in a tree and you have any snacks you like fruit or bread or cheese and stuff, and also all of your friends are also in the tree. It's a really big tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the branches are really, really large and wide. And when you lay in them, it feels like a bed. Mm. And then you all have headphones on that are synced up together. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, silent disco in the tree.
Silent disco in the trees, yeah. With bread and cheese and fruit.
Ooh. What kind of cheese are we talking?
Gouda.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah. I don't know. If we're talking like a picnic in a tree, I'd want some brie.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, brie, gouda, what's that one? The herb goat cheese? Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. Speaking of things that made me go, flugelhorn player that I was thinking of before is Chuck Mangione.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Of course, the only way that I could get to it was I was like, flugelhorn, jazz, King of the Hill, because he was a recurring character on King of the Hill.
No way, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they animated him and everything.
I don't remember that.
There he is.
Oh my god.
Iconic.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow, and there's Dale Gribble.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that was embarrassing. I love Chuck Mangione, and the screen just turned off. And it's coming back. That's what counts. I think that... do you know what song they were covering? I recognize the riff in the other room, but yeah, I might see if they can play it a little bit quieter. And in the meantime, would you like to play another song while I slip out?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna play the second track, Jackie.
Which I was surprised about because I thought that it was going to be Jacques.
Jacques. That's what everybody's been saying. But yeah, it's my mom's name. And it's Jacqueline, but it's, you know, spelled with this, like, C-Q-U. And I've been getting a lot of Jacques. Which also... coincidentally, she got, I think, if I remember, when she was younger.
Mm.
Like, people being like, oh, I read your name and I thought it was Jacques. Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. A cool name for a cool mom.
Yeah. I mean, my mom also has a name that looks like it might be said one way, but it's, my mom's name is Ronnie, but it's spelled R-O-N-I.
Mm.
So sometimes people will not think that it's Ronnie. But it's like, oh, that's a normal name. That's a name that I've heard before. It's just spelled different.
Ugh, the best tuning, Dadgad. Oh. Thank you, David Wilcox, for inspiring me to write in Dadgad. David Wilcox is so awesome. He's just the best songwriter. Yeah, okay, so this is Jackie.
It was Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Ain't no mountain.
Yeah, they were doing a medley of that and something else, which I don't remember anymore.
Ah.
But yeah, yeah.
All good stuff.
Yeah. And they turned it down a little bit. I think it helped a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't hear it when you're playing, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
Also, you know, you've heard the album. I love a good background noise. I love just world noise and atmosphere in the track.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one to cut out the noise of the world.
Honestly, it's like same thing with archaeology. You need context.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's.
Otherwise, what the heck?
You lose the zhuzh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of zhuzh, it is 9:56, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think that Sam has a PSA picked out.
I do.
Woo-hoo, it's time for the hourly PSA.
Okay, let me grab it.
Excellent.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting in the basement, it's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than in any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Thank you.
Oh yeah, you can read the...
Oh yes, public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes.
Delightful. Yeah, I think that that's probably one of my favorite PSAs in that book.
I think I read that one last time I was here.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so tell me about the last time that you were here. You were on... I don't remember whose name you said.
I was on here with my friend Cosmo Calloway very early in the morning. And it was when a single I put out a while ago called The Wrong Name came out. I've since taken it down. You know, it's one of those songs. It's about your exes. Doesn't really need to be on the internet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We've grown. But it was a really fun show. Yeah. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cosmo. You're cool.
Shout out Cosmo.
Shout out Cosmo.
Great name. That's a real name?
Yes.
That's a cool name. Yeah. Yeah. Tough student?
Yes. Indeed.
Very nice. Cool. Cool, 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 cool. Yeah. WMFO is great. Actually, fun fact, the 8-year anniversary of my very first radio show is in... It's almost 29 hours.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations.
Highly recommend. It's birthday just about.
Aww.
Yeah. Wow. So thanks for coming on the 8-year anniversary radio show.
Absolutely.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
How it's changed. It turns out my second radio show was Election Day 2016.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. I had no clue what was going to happen that day. It was 3 a.m.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, what a day I had ahead.
Crazy time.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got another week until that one this time around. Let's see. If you could... Ooh, here's one. If you could... be a fly on the wall for any recording session for any album or song, what album or song would it be for?
Oh geez, definitely like a screen scoring session for a big movie. I'm not sure which one. Maybe honestly, I've said it already, maybe Jurassic Park, if I'm being so honest. I would just love to be a little fly on the wall while the orchestra was playing. Oh, that would be beautiful. Yeah, definitely a screen scoring session.
I feel like that's got to be a, especially like live, really big sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very big sound. Oh, so amazing.
And on that, if you could make the soundtrack for any movie or piece of media, what movie or piece of media would it be?
Hmm.
It could be one that exists or one that's theoretical.
I think I would want to do the